you need to find a bookkeeper like yesterday. Just stop doing it yourself. Even if you're good at it, you need to stop doing it. It's not the highest and best use of a real estate entrepreneur that's growing her portfolio.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Andressa Ghidelli.
And this is Liz Faircloth. We are the hosts of the Real Estate Investor Show. And today I'm going to be talking about why a bookkeeper must be your first hire. So we came back from an event this weekend, right, Andressa? Mm-hmm. And something that came up a lot during this regional workshop that we had with pretty high level women that were growing, scaling, business owners, entrepreneurs, making it happen in their investing business, was their lack of support when it came to bookkeeping, meaning that they are doing all the bookkeeping themselves.
It makes me crazy.
So why is this so important right now? A lot of women may not be buying a ton of properties right now. It is costing you more money to not have a bookkeeper than potentially saving the money, meaning you are costing yourself in growing your business, creating more efficiency in your business, as well as getting ready to jump on opportunities if you are doing the bookkeeping. I stand so firmly on this. And the reason why I do, and what I'm going to do here today on this episode is I'm going to talk about three critical strategies to not only why it's so important, but more importantly, how to find the right bookkeeper for you. So Andressa, I'll never forget it. You know, and I may have shared this on an episode or two.
That you got fired?
That I got fired from bookkeeping. I don't like getting fired by anything because, you know, you kind of feel like you beat yourself up a little bit. But here's the deal. I was doing the bookkeeping out of necessity as we were growing our portfolio. And I had to take making a ton of mistakes, missing mortgages, just effing things up, quite honestly, excuse my language, for us to really say this is not a good use of your time. So I want to share numbers with you because I know people that are listening like numbers. So it costs us $200 a month to hire a part-time bookkeeper. At the time, we had about 40-ish rentals, okay? I don't think you should wait that long. If you have two rentals, I think you should get a bookkeeper, or at least a handful, at least five, you should get a bookkeeper, okay? So it costs us $200. I was able to, and I'd say she probably spent about 6 hours a month, Andressa, doing our bookkeeping. So then I look at those 6 hours I got back, I was able to help us find new opportunities. So if you annualize $200, that's $2,400 a year we were paying a bookkeeper. Did I get that back by finding one new deal?
Well, Liz, hold on a second. Did you spend 6 hours?
No, actually, that's a really good point. I probably spent 15. Easy. That's a really good point. Right? So my math is off. But point being is that—
See, you're fired from
I'm fired from creating numbers. But the bottom line, right, is cost and value. That was actually costing our business that $2,400 of savings and the time I was actually spending, which was more than the 6 hours, was costing us. So I really want to get it into your minds as you're listening to this, is that I don't care what excuse you have, you need to find a bookkeeper like yesterday. Like just stop doing it yourself. And I'll say, even if you're good at it, you need to stop doing it. It's not the highest and best use of a real estate entrepreneur that's growing her portfolio. I don't know anyone, Andressa. Do you know anyone that are successful entrepreneurs that are also doing their bookkeeping?
I do not. I just don't. And I think that when people say, oh, I enjoy doing it. Oh, I don't mind doing it. Oh, it's fine. It's not a big of a deal. Or I don't take too much time on it. Those are all excuses. To the bottom line is that you're getting yourself busy because you don't want to deal with what actually you need to deal with. So you're just finding something for you to do to feel good about it.
That's true. We were just talking about that, right? On another matter, we gravitate towards what we have confidence in and we do those tasks, whether they're the right tasks for us or not. So let's talk about how you, once you're sold, I think you're sold now, hopefully on moving towards getting that, taking that next step towards hiring a bookkeeper, even if it's a part-time bookkeeper. I want to share three steps that I'd like you to take as you're kind of figuring out where and who and how do I get the right person. So number one, we always like to talk about deal criteria, right? What is your deal? What is your deal criteria? Well, you need to have your bookkeeper criteria. And here's what I mean by that. You need to define what you need. And sometimes you'd be like, I don't know what I need. Well, take a step back and say, I'm going to hire someone for part-time, what have you. What would be really helpful for me to take off my plate? And so, you know, you start to say, okay, what are those tasks that you need assistance with? You know, do you have all of your numbers in a spreadsheet? Well, that's going to be a problem as you grow. You know, having it in some sort of software is really helpful and important. Defining what you need, do you need someone that's just doing the inputting of the data? Do you need somebody who's running reports for you and kind of like paying bills for you, right? Bookkeepers are not created equal. You can have someone who's doing a ton in terms of like, 10 out of 10 things, or you could have someone who's doing the bare minimum. And there's no right or wrong, but you need to look at like good, better, and best. Okay, what's your budget? And also, what can you have them do right now? And then what's like amazing if it happens in 6 months?
So before we get, I know you're jumping up on your second topic here. Before we do that, let's hear a word from our sponsors.
The dream of owning a vacation home can be daunting. From finding the best guests, to the maintenance, to organizing the cleaners after every guest day. With Vacasa, they make that dream into a reality. As a full-service vacation home management company with vacation homes in key destinations across the U.S., they know a thing about how to make owning a vacation home easy and profitable. On top of proactive property maintenance visits by professional local teams, a hospitality-driven booking platform, and around-the-clock support, Vacasa earns homeowners an average of 20% more revenue from their vacation homes. Vacasa is always thinking of ways to simplify the vacation home owning experience by putting your home to work for you. If you're looking to make more from your vacation home, work with the reliable property manager, and finally have peace of mind, partner with Vacasa at vacasa.com/biggerpockets. That's vacasa.com/biggerpockets.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hills, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
For many people, they just don't know where to go to actually find someone, right? And I know it's simple to say, but it's really important that we need to seek recommendations of people who have similar businesses to us. So here's what I mean by that. I remember we've worked with bookkeepers and accountants who didn't have the real estate experience. They may have had a little bit, but it wasn't their primary business. And that makes all the difference, especially in real estate. And it might seem obvious because you'll have bookkeepers like, no, bookkeeping is bookkeeping. It's pretty similar, whether it's this business or that business. I would disagree. I would disagree because I want to hire someone. I want someone who knows they're three steps ahead of me, right, Andressa? Meaning, I'm working on flips. I have three flips happening. How do they book things? When are they booking things? Are they booking things when the property sells? Are they booking things when the property is in motion of being renovated? If I'm not a bookkeeper that even knows the process of flipping a house, I don't know that. So I might know what to do from a bookkeeping perspective, but I don't know how the process works with that product. And a flip is a product just like any other product that's out there. So I want you to seek recommendations as you're thinking about go to our investor meetups, go to our investor Facebook community and say, I focus on X, Y, and Z, and I'm looking for X, Y, and Z. What recommendations do you have? Don't just be like, I'm looking for a bookkeeper. That's like saying, I need to communicate more. I don't even know what that means. It's vague.
Or I would like to have some ice cream.
I'd like to have some ice cream. What kind of ice cream? And this is coming from someone who's not the most specific sometimes. I know the value of being specific when you're putting the motion in to build a team. Because honestly, you get what you ask for. So if you're not specific, you get that. So be really specific when you're getting the support. Asset class, as well as the type of bookkeeper you're looking for in terms of the breadth of bookkeeping, right? The third thing I want to share is the importance of tech savvy. And I know Andressa is like, ooh, that's a good one, Liz, coming from you. You're proud of me. You've trained me well, as they say, right? We've trained each other well. But I have to say, right now, if you have someone who you're talking to that doesn't have a way to streamline, to automate, to create simplicity to the process of bookkeeping, from receipts to, there's so much information that has to go
approval process.
Exactly. Then you're going to have someone who's like behind you. Now, I want my bookkeeper to say, well, you know what's really people are using right now? They're using QuickBooks. And I know for us, right? We use QuickBooks, we use Mailio, we use Dext. These are all systems and processes that we use to make sure that we're uploading our receipts, we're paying people on time, you know, and Jessica can speak to that much better than I can. But I will tell you how important it is to have the tech tools in place. So if you start to ask, and I have a question. Here's a question you want to ask someone if you're considering. I even got an interview question to tell you. Can you provide examples of tech tools that you've used in your roles right now or previous roles? And then the second question you want to jump into is, how have you leveraged these tools to streamline bookkeeping, bookkeeping processes? If they can't answer how they're using tools with their clients to streamline processes, I would not work with them that strongly.
But here is the bottom line. If you are somebody that is not aware of what it's possible, you're going to be okay with a freaking spreadsheet or uploading every single receipt on a Google Drive. And that is mediocre. I'm telling you right now.
Absolutely.
I keep hearing over and over again is that this fear that once you have a bookkeeper, you give the key of your kingdom for people to make decisions and pay people. And that is not the case. You can set the barriers, the guardrails, where you are the last person to approve that, considering the invoice is correct and there is a contract attached to it. It will force you to have a clear expectation when you are hiring somebody or paying. Because unless you have a payment plan there and the invoice is correct, the bookkeeper is going to kick it back. Because if it arrives to me, it needs to have those two things in place for me to simply approve and move forward. The goal here is for you to outgrow your bookkeeper. That is the goal. That's when you know that you are growing a successful business. When you look back and you're like, "Ooh, it's time for us to unfortunately fire that person because either the bookkeeper didn't grow, stay stuck on their own, and is actually holding you back." So for those of you who also have bookkeepers, I encourage you to reassess, like, is this consuming my time a lot? Or what? How can we use, especially nowadays, how can we use technology to reduce my time on this process and streamline everything from head to toe, including the process that comes from contractors and employees or team members, you name it. Okay. So the goal here is for you to fire, ultimately hire, right? And then fire your bookkeeper if you're doing the right things. So that's it.
And the last thing I'll say is that if you are someone who isn't going to bring all the order to that bookkeeper, you know, you're naturally maybe more of a big picture person. It's even more important that they have this process in place that they can suggest to you, because you don't know what you don't know. And you're not going to think about simplicity, especially if you're somebody who's more big picture. So that's even more important, right? To what you're saying, Andressa, because you're going to get yourself into a situation if you don't. So just to recap, define your needs. Seek recommendations of like-minded people, you know, tap into the investor meetups, tap into our Facebook community, but be specific based on asset class, based on who you need. Don't be vague and just say you want a bookkeeper. And number three, really, as you're vetting a potential bookkeeper, really drill them on their tech savviness and are they able to suggest a process of simplicity? So it removes you from all the doing and all the, you know, receipts. So do those three things. Pull the trigger. Stop doing your bookkeeping. I want to hear in our Facebook community how that's going for you. And just one step you're doing to move towards that. We appreciate you listening and do something with what you learned.
Ciao.
If you enjoyed this podcast and want to receive updates on our next interviews, go to our website, therealestateinvestor.com. There, you can subscribe to our show, become part of our investor community, and get updates on upcoming episodes.
If you like our show, please share with other women who would benefit. And don't forget to leave us a rating on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. And as always, we encourage you to take one action as a result of today's show and put it into motion so you can live both a financially free and balanced life. Thanks for spending time with us.
Ciao.